Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi, Johnny. It's Pina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your voicemail.
Yes, yes. You told me that you are placed as managers, right? On the
yes.
On the business listing. Yes. So yes. As I was registering and doing all this, it shows up. I'll send you the screenshot of it where it says mm-hmm. that, you know, that I'm allowing the Google user ownership of the site. So that's where it threw me off, you know what I mean? Because this is not what we talked about.
No, it should just be a manager. So in case something went wrong when you were trying to add us and it's asking for ownership, I can have my verification department fix that and set you as the owner and Local Splash as the manager. So yeah,
okay, could you
it
do that?
Shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Did
I could,
you
I,
already
I could,
add
I could
us?
Send you I could send you the text. Look, let me see.
Please, yes, hold on. Give me one
okay,
second
okay.
here. I'm
the screenshot. That way you don't know what I'm talking about. And there's,
yep.
you know. Okay, hold on. Are you there?
I'm still here. Yeah, we have a bad connection again like the other day, but if it gets worse, I can call you back. But it was the same way on your voicemail, too. It was, like, very choppy. I don't know why. So unless you're just in a bad area. So
that could be it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask James and April if they received the management request and if you added us as an owner, if they can fix that. So James and April.
Okay, come here. This is my first quote here. What number do I forward it to? The 877, will that work?
Sometimes images will come through on it and sometimes they won't. So here, I'll just put, I'll send you one that says like hi and then you can just reply to that. I put hi on it's Local Splash and then you can reply. Okay, so you should be able to refresh and look at that text in just a moment. I just sent it.
Okay. All right. So.
Just to let you know, if it helps you out at all, in writing, it's in the terms and conditions. It says, when the company creates a Google business profile on behalf of the client, so let's say we created it, the client will be provided management access to the Google business profile. The client may request ownership of the Google business profile at any time through email, chat,
yes.
or phone. And then
exactly.
It says your department, the company will request management access if the client is already in possession of an existing Google, but that's you. You already have the Google business profile that your nephew helped you with, right? So we're
okay,
just
so
asking
yeah.
for management.
So that's what I'm, that's what, that, yeah, because it, that's why I'm requesting ownership because it says in the terms that any time my chat.
Well, it says that
or,
you would request ownership if we could. Should already be this one, but I'm going to look at that screenshot, and in case something
yeah,
happens,
yeah.
that
yeah, exactly.
us as an owner, going to set you back as the owner, and we're just going to be the manager. We have no reason to
okay.
be owner of the page, right? So let me just refresh
so I just
my
want that clarified. I just want that clarified because, you know.
Yeah, of course. I don't blame you.
See where the were the one. Did you get the text that I sent you, the screenshot?
No, I just refreshed it. Let's give it another second because it didn't come
it
in yet.
It takes a little bit. I don't know why it's slow, but
yeah.
it is slow.
We'll give it a second here. Yeah.
And I believe on the chat with your interviewer, I sent them
mm-hmm.
as well. Him as well. So
okay.
it might be on the feed there. It says Local Splash.
Oh, let me look.
it's in defeat, but I resent it again. So that's where I hit the brake. I'm like, no, I need to have this clarified.
Yeah, I see you sent something three times, but it's blank. Oh, here it is. I have the image. It's saved now. Okay, one second. I just got to copy it and paste it into a browser, and it'll show me. Perfect. That helps a lot because then I can send that over to the verification department and show them what happened. Local Splash wants to access your account. This app, see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. Include, verify that you own the business. Make another Google user the owner. Oh, that is very weird. Okay, here, let me send
this. It's weird. That is
very weird.
That, you know,
I've never seen that before. Yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't want that one.
Manage another Google user. Make another Google the owner of your Google. That is so strange. Yeah. So I just sent that screenshot over to the technicians, and then I'm just waiting for their reply. It could be that they're at lunch right now. I know that that department takes lunch later than us, so we just returned from lunch, which means they probably...
Okay. So you understand my concern, right, Tina? You just don't want to talk
about
it.
I understand, and I see that the onboarding technician that called you earlier, he put back that, you know, you were going to figure this out with me, and then he's going to call you again at 3. So for
exactly.
I mean, they should be back in less than an hour, and then I can have them fix it. And then once it's fixed, I'll call you just so that you can confirm prior to your next call that it's been done. And either way, you do have it in writing in the terms that all we're going to do is request management access. We're not going to try to own it. I just don't know why it says unless it's seeing that Dimitri is requesting to be an owner too. Maybe that's what it means. Like Dimitri and you are owners and then we're the manager. But I just want to clarify with that department and see, you know, why it says that. Yeah.
All right. So where does it, could you show me?
So yeah, if you go back to the email that I sent you, or I can resend it, that says local / initial invoice.
Oh, because you told me it's in the terms, and this is what we've been speaking about all along, and you know, like you know what I mean? That phraseology just does not fit in with what we've been talking about.
For sure. Yeah. No, I would, if that was the case, I would even advise you not to do that because why would, you know, some company want to be the owner of it? You know, it doesn't make sense.
So if you're in the terms,
if you go to the part, the second section that says Google Business Profile Access, it says when the company, meaning Local Splash, creates a Google Business Profile on behalf of the client, the client will provide management access. The client may request ownership of the Google Business Profile at any time. So that's not applicable to you because you already have your Google Business. So the second part says the company, meaning Local Splash, will request management access if the client is already in possession of an existing Google Business Profile. The client will retain full ownership of their Google Business Profile. This will allow the company to optimize and improve any existing Google Business Profiles. So you can see that our intention, even in the terms, is just to be the manager of it.
Okay, yes. Okay, so that's just, that's why I really just did not line up with the conversation at all. So that's why
you know, on the screenshot that you sent me, it says, make another Google user the owner of your business listing, but at the top, there's two circles. There's a purple one and there's an orange one. If you hover over those, what does it say? Does it say you and Dimitri or does it say you and Local Splash? I'm wondering what those two circles are representing at the top.
What email would that be?
Well, it was in the screenshot that you sent me.
Okay,
so you might have already been logged into business.google.com when you took that screenshot.
Okay, so it says, it's already up at the top, all right, on the screenshot that I sent you.
There's like those two little circles. One's purple and one's orange, and I think that's showing who has access right now, and I just want to see if you hold
no,
over
you know
circles.
What? That one's purple and one's orange. That's just a phone call I was on.
Oh, so that doesn't mean, okay, But right now, is it Dimitri, you, and then us as manager, or is it just you and us, and they're trying to add Dimitri as an owner? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because Dimitri
is
where, the owner, right?
Because he helped like, yeah. Because he helped set up the page, correct?
So that's what I'm thinking. So
he owns the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dimitri owns the page, and
I don't know. I'm not looking at it. I sent that over to the verification department. So if you're, she wrote, April responded, it seems the ownership was transferred to us. We'll add client as the owner. Okay, so I'll tell her, please send screenshot of client as owner once completed. So she's going to fix that right now, and then I'll send you back the screenshot that it's been fixed, and that way, I don't know, maybe, you know, something was entered wrong and it gave us ownership, but either way, she's fixing it. So it's a good thing that you called in.
Okay, so I'm going to get this in writing or like an official document?
Of course.
Like, send you?
Well, it's already in writing in your terms, but I'm going to send you the screenshot of her going into the Google Business Profile, and it will show you and Dimitri as owners, and it will show Local Splash as a manager. So you'll see that it's been fixed, you know, so you'll have a verification it's been fixed, but also in your terms and conditions, it does clearly say that Local Splash intention is just to do the management of it.
Okay. So yeah, that's the only part I want to highlight so that that's on the terms and which one of the paragraphs?
I'll send it to you again so you don't have to look. I'm going to send you an email that says Local Splash initial invoice, and that's going to trigger that text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. So once you get the text, you can log in by clicking on the link in the text, or you can click on the link in the email. And then once opens,
I sent you the wrong one.
I sent you Local Splash invoice. I need to send you the one that says Local Splash initial voice. Give me a second. There it is.
Okay, I'm going to send you.
So the one I want you to refer to is the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. Because we put a link to the terms in your first, that's where you acknowledge it with your e-signature just to, you know, lock the pricing in. And then moving forward, I think there's a link to generate reviews on the page. So the first email I sent you had the review link in it, but it didn't have the link to,
all right. So you send me the last one. The last one, it says, shows a link here. You want me to click on the link?
Yes, please. And then that'll open up that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And it's in the second section down that talks about the Google Business Profile Access.
Hold on. I don't see it.
Well, does your page say Local Splash Terms of Experience on the top? Because if not, maybe you clicked on the other link that had for like the review generator.
Local Splash Invitation. No, I don't see that the one. That
does it say Local Splash Initial Invoice or just Local Splash Invoice on it?
Initial invoice.
Okay, good. You're in the right one. So on that one, do you see where it says click here to accept your subscription terms? It's a blue link.
Mm-hmm.
So when you click that, what happens?
So far, it doesn't open anything.
Oh, okay. It's probably still loading because remember how the internet connection was a little choppy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me see on my phone. Something gets quicker. So it did go to you guys owning it, but now you're correcting it so that it will clearly note that you don't own it, that you just manage it.
Exactly. So once she sends me that screenshot that you're the owner and we're the manager, I'll send it over to you so that you can see it's been set up properly. And then as a manager, we can't go back and switch it again. So it had to have been something on your end. Maybe there was a button or something that was accidentally clicked or something that made us the owner. But once you're the owner again, we only have management access, which is the way we want it to be.
Okay, so hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So normally she would have already sent me back the screenshot, but because she didn't, I'm wondering if she was at lunch and just kind of responded, we can fix that, and then maybe her intention is to do it when she returns. I don't know, but either way,
okay,
I should have received
local,
a response by now. And
local
yeah,
slash terms of experience, okay, under...
You did it. Good. So the first section says Google Business Profile Optimization, and then the second section says Google Business Profile Access. So that's
mm-hmm.
the part where it's all in writing that we're going
mm-hmm.
to request management access, and you're going to be set the owner. And if there's any reason, even if we create the page, that we're the owner and you're the manager, we would, upon your request, also fix that. But we didn't create the page.
See, this is where it's also backwards. Look,
mm-hmm.
on my end of it, it says, look, I'll read it out to you verbatim.
Okay.
It says Google Business Access, Profile Access. Am I on the right section?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Google Business Profile Access. If you have ordered the service from us, the following section will apply. The company creates a Google Business Profile on behalf of the client. The client will be provided management access to the Google Business Profile. The client may request ownership of the Google Business Profile at any time through email, chat, or phone.
Yes.
So
that shouldn't apply to you because we didn't create it, but for some reason... You created it, and it set us as owner, so you're still requesting access, right? And that's where April is fixing that. So that
that's where we're counting on April to get this straightened out, because right here on the terms and conditions, it's actually backwards.
Well, no, keep reading. Read the second part.
Okay.
The company
will request
management access. See the next
okay,
sentence.
The company will. Well, up to that point, I think it does send it out to me having to request ownership because you're owner, right? So.
Well, that's
okay,
applicable
so the company,
if we create the page, but since we didn't create the page, then the next sentence
mm-hmm.
applies.
Okay. The company will request management access if the client is already in possession of the existing Google Business Profile. The client will retain full ownership of their Google Business Profile. This will allow the company to optimize and improve upon any existing Google Business Profile. Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, but it was at the beginning not straightened out as
I
like,
can understand,
the way
it, yeah, why it would be key to you, because that second part of the first sentence about you requesting ownership, that's what you're having to do now. For some reason or another, there was some glitch that set us as an owner, because that's what April said. It seems the ownership was transferred to us. We'll add client as the owner. So she said she's fixing that. So, by you requesting it, it's already getting fixed, but typically that step doesn't happen. Typically people just follow the instructions on the email and they
okay.
add access as a manager.
So that's where nothing happens. Yeah, so could you ask for clarification with April as well, as far as what it is that happened, just so I know if it was because, like, you know, Dimitri started it on the page, you know, it started with his email, and maybe that was what's showing up as the owner, or I don't know. But so you asked her for clarification as to why this thing about Liz? Yeah.
Once she returns, I'll ask her for the clear. Oh, either way, I thank you for calling me. Like I said, I want you to be comfortable. So if anything else comes up, just feel free to call me. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Tina. This is the foundation of everything. Because if I'm not able to get my concerns clarified, you know, then what am I doing?
Right. Right. That's why I wanted to get back to you as soon as possible. Cause I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want him worrying about this, you know, because we would have no reason. Just to let you know, over, 20 plus years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 clients all over United States and Canada. So we have no reason to hold on to all those Google business. If someone stops working with us for some reason or another, they just go in and remove us and they still have ownership of it. So, you know, we wouldn't even have the manpower to keep up with all of that if that was the case, you know. So, yeah, we're not doing anything to anyone's profiles unless they're working with us. Right? And you're working with us, which is why we're going to go in and we're going to optimize it so that it shows on the first page, right? If you're not working with us, then we don't need to do any more programming on it, right? So then we would just be removed.
but it's just that I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't get this on right, you know.
Very smart to do that. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, and like I said, as soon as I talk to April, I'll get back to you with what she says if she has any insight as to how that happened, okay?
Yeah, and that way I'll have, you know, like in my, I'll have my paperwork squared away with all of this.
For sure. Yeah, and then when you have a chance, also go in and do the e-signature on the terms, because that blocks in the pricing that I gave you. So, you know, of course, if you have anything else come up in there that you're not sure about, you can always call me before you sign it just to make sure you're comfortable. But once you do that signature, it grandfathers you into the rate and makes sure that it never goes up, okay?
The 249 that I'm already in,
the
right?
The 249, exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay. And that one is that email is listed under what?
Your initial invoice has the link to the terms and conditions. So write the part that you were just reading regarding the Google Business Profile. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see those three boxes that you have to check, and then the little orange box where you have to type your name and hit confirm signature. Once you do that, then you're grandfathered into the pricing.
Yeah, that one's under invoice
your initial invoice.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Tina.
All right, you're welcome.
So
okay, no problem, Johnny. I'll talk to you later.
Keep me posted.
For sure.
Yeah, keep me posted with this reply from what is her name?
April. Her name's April. She's
April. Okay, yeah, with the reply from April, and then there, you know, that way we could have, you know. Everything's settled. Thank you.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.